Thanks for joining us for Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci alongside Anthony Adams. We are here in our brand new Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Anthony, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling.
Yeah, excited for the show today.
And you know this.
I know. I feel the same way. It makes me want to dance. I'm always excited. Hey, what do you think about these photos up around the studio here? I don't see any of Anthony Adams.
Yeah.
How you feel about it?
I blame Inside the Bears staff.
Oh.
They knew they could have had your boy up there.
Do you feel disrespected that there is no 95?
Blatant disrespect.
Wow.
Blatant disrespect.
You're going to have to get over it pretty quickly because I want to tell you about the time I went golfing very recently up in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing up in Wisconsin?
Packer country.
How's the golf game, though?
It was terrible, really miserable. I attempted to golf, partially failed, but the whole reason I was there, I was at the club at Strawberry Creek. I was interviewing former Bear Jay Hilgenberg. He's one of the owners of the club. Check it out.
I always enjoyed the outdoors, and when I got done playing football, I wanted to find something that was a long-term plan, a long-range plan to be involved in, and I always enjoyed playing golf, enjoyed the outdoors, so I looked at a way to build a golf course.
I'll use that one. The club is easily accessible to those living in the Chicagoland area, and several former Bears are members.
Tom Thayer comes up, he's a good friend. I talk to Tom, of course, all the time. Jim Thornton, who played a tight end with the Chicago Bears, is like a two-time club champion up here. So, and Dan Hampton plays every now and then up here. And the one guy I'm a little scared about is Richard Dent, because his divots are like huge if you ever see him. So we keep Richard away as much as we can.
Jay thought Mike Ditka was such a great coach that he thought he'd try to help out in any way he could. After the team hadn't seen much success when playing on Monday nights, Jay had a suggestion.
So I went up to Coach Ditka. I go, Coach, I think our problem is that Monday we sleep all day long. I mean, we're in our room. You know, we need to get up early in the morning and go to the field to go work out before the game, and then come back, then hang out at the hotel, then go back. And he goes, all right, Jay. He goes, we'll try that. And so Coach got in front of the team and said, all right, well, Jay suggested everybody get up at 7:30 this morning, go to the stadium and work out. And, you know, I had like 50 guys angry at me, and unfortunately we lost the game too. So Coach, he didn't like that.
If there's one thing Coach Ditka didn't let his players forget, it was the pride associated with being a Chicago Bear.
That's one thing that Mike Ditka always talked about. I remember when Mike Ditka was hired, his first thing he said, his first time I ever saw him on TV, interviewed in Chicago, was he's looking for guys that have pride, and that's what it takes. And he made you realize the pride of the Chicago Bears, and that it is a privilege to play for the Chicago Bears.
The Bears got to be disruptive on defense.
Jay is still involved on game day, broadcasting for the pre and post game radio shows on WBBM.
It's fun to look at. It is a lot of pressure though, because if you want to critique somebody, you got to make sure that you're right. And so there is studying you have to do, and game tape that you have to look at. So, but it is fun. It's a fun way to stay involved in the game and see the changes of the NFL, how the game has evolved.
And the game is much different now than it was when Jay started playing in his hometown just 4 hours from Chicago.
It's pretty wild to look back that being a free agent kid from Iowa City that gets the opportunity to play on a football team with Walter Payton, and just a great George Halas was there when I was there. So it was very surreal, real honor and privilege to be part of the Chicago Bears.
Anthony, how's retirement going? Do you do any golfing yourself? What's your favorite activity?
Lindsay, I might be just as bad as you are in golf. I think I hit the tee further than I hit the ball.
That could be impossible.
I'm not very good.
I was leaving divots.
Oh, no.
I know.
I leave, like, earthquakes. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. For real. Like,
what else? Seriously. What else aside from golfing?
Golfing, I might play some basketball. I might do a little boxing, do a little dance, go ballroom dancing with the wife. You know
really?
What I'm saying? Because I'm a sex symbol these days. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep it spontaneous in the house.
I don't know.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get a picture of the sex symbol.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Anyway,
it's here.
We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, Anthony and Julius Peppers go for a ride in another edition of Big Guys in Compact Cars.
Hey, cuz.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, you like way on my side right now.
And later, we'll introduce you to an Olympic weightlifter who has had a strong impact on the Bears franchise.
Football's a strength sport. You know, you got to have your skills, obviously, but there's still one guy pushing and the other guy trying to block you, you know, and that the strong guy over the course of a game is going to win.